This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. James Nani reports in the fray that Democrats lined up so far to challenge Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, raised almost $500,000 during the first quarter of 2017. Rhinebeck attorney Antonio Delgado said April 5th in a press release that he's raised $300,000. Brian Flynn, a businessman from Hunter, says he's raised $175,000 so far. Stephen Mitchell Bercy, a policy manager at Citi, said he has not started asking for donations yet, and reports for January through March campaign fundraising are not due to the Federal Election Commission until April 15th. Faso has also filed for re-election. Faso raised $2.94 million in 2016 and has about $103,000 cash on hand as of his last FEC filing. Read the full story in the fray. Extending a spat with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on April 6th, Congressman John Faso introduced H.R. 1871, the Property Tax Reduction Act, reprising the amendment he added to the failed Republican health care proposal 2 weeks ago. The bill, similar to the amendment to the Republican health care plan, would shift Medicaid costs from local counties to the state. Quote, for 51 years, Albany has been unfairly mandating counties to pay for a significant share of state Medicaid costs, a statement from Faso read. Quote, this mandate has caused property taxes to skyrocket and in turn crushing homeowners, seniors, and businesses. Exorbitant property taxes and lack of jobs are the main reasons why New York State continues to lose population to other states, end quote. After Faso added a similar amendment to the Republican health care bill a few weeks ago, Cuomo and Faso spent a few days trading barbs in the media on the issue. Now might not be the best time to take a swim in the Hudson River. Besides the cold temperatures, heavy rains and large snowmelt mean the waters are filled with dirty runoff. And all that water has forced several local coastal communities to release sewage into the river. The village of Cooksackie had an 18,445-gallon sewage discharge on April 4th. The city of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had a, quote, combined sewer overflow, end quote, on April 4th. And the village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant also had a nine-hour-long permitted overflow on April 4th. Emily Smith reports in the New York Post that Donald Trump Jr. is considering running for governor in New York. The president's son spoke at the F6 Labs Gun Club in Hicksville, New York, April 4th. A guest at the meeting told the New York Post, quote, Don Jr. said he is interested in running for office, such as governor of New York, but the position of mayor of New York would be less interesting to him, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Post. Steve D'Elia reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that because of a bumper crop in acorns in 2015, there is a higher risk of Lyme disease this year. Quote, the reason we're at more risk this year is because in the fall of 2015, there was a huge crop of acorns in our forests, which happens every 2 to 5 years, said Felicia Kiesing, a biologist at Bard College. Quote, that leads to a huge increase in the population of infected mice in the forests the following summer, which is now linked to an increase in Lyme disease in the subsequent year because of ticks carrying it from their previous meal on a mouse. End quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.